Hall, and welcome to Restoring Heroes, Real Biblical Manhood in a Counterfeit World, and empowered by the War Cry Podcast Network. Woo! This is a very, very special episode of Restoring Heroes Project. I got with me here my flesh and blood, my very own son, the fruit of my loins, Samuel James Hall. Say hi to the people, Sammy.
Hello, I'm happy to be here.
Oh, so we got a lot to say in a little bit of time, so I need you to keep your ears peeled and your eyes open, or one of those things that we usually do around this time. Look, man, are you listening? Look, we just had our first, was a guy's trip, which you want to call it. You want to call it a man's trip, son?
Yeah, guy's trip.
Our first guy's trip. I was planning it for a couple months now. I called my friend. His name is John, and that's all we're going to disclose. He lives in Toledo. I called him and had him set up some things. Because I wanted to spend time with my son one-on-one, because he's 9, affixing to be 10 in a lot of months. In a lot of months. Don't give him all your business out there, son. But I brought Sammy on as a guest because I wanted him to share how he felt on the trip, because I didn't disclose anything to him about what we're gonna do days before. Honestly, he didn't even know we were leaving until the Friday before we were leaving. I told him on Friday, we left on a Sunday. So, Sam, do you want to tell the fellas out there, like, what were you feeling on the insides, all your guts and stuff in your belly and all that?
Yeah, so when we were driving to Toledo, my heart was like, let me out of here. I was like, okay, you gotta stay in there, buddy. Hang in there. And I was like,
was talking to your heart.
And my mind was like, where are we going? Where are we going? Because I don't know where we're going. Dad, please just give me some clues. And I was like, hang in there, buddy. So I felt really, really, really nervous, and I think I could say suspensed.
Suspense?
I think that's a word.
You were excited and anticipating?
Yeah!
There we go. There we go. So, me and him had a guy's trip. It was it was awesome. We spent 2 hours in the car listening to Adventures in Odyssey. Different shows, things like that, which is me and Sammy's favorite radio drama, Ventures of Odyssey. It's a Christian, and it's awesome. It's awesome, right? And then we ate some foods and such. But this is the most amazing part. So we went over to friend's house, and what we end up doing, what day was that? Monday. Yeah. All Monday, what we end up doing was learning how to make a knife out of a railroad spike, and it was incredible. It wasn't easy though, was it?
No, I was sweating, and I was like, oh, wow, it's hot in here.
It was hot. It was hard work. You got heavy hammers and all that stuff, and my friend John taught us how to do those things, right? He taught us how to, you know, not to touch the metal. Just because you think it's hot, cold, doesn't mean it's cold. Not to, what else? If the metal jumps off the anvil, what you supposed to do?
Supposed to just, you know, you gotta pick it up with that metal tong thing.
Yeah, but are you supposed to try to grab it with your bare hands?
No.
Why?
Because it's gonna burn your skin off.
There you
go. Gonna have a skeleton hand.
Skeleton hand. So that's the word. Look, don't pick up metal, hot metal, or you have a skeleton hand. It's gonna automatically happen. And then we talked about something. If you focus something, now what would happen? You know, all that fire that was in that forge. Remember, we were talking about that. All that fire that was pointing in the forge. That was pointing at the metal that was heating it up. What was that fire? how did I explain it to you? Was it an out of control fire?
No.
What do I mean? What do you mean by that?
It was like, it wasn't out of control, and it wasn't. What was the word?
Well, it had self-control, right?
Yes.
It wasn't an out of control fire. It was a focused fire. But yes. What would happen if that fire was out of control?
It could destroy buildings, cause a lot of, destruction of houses and, cars and, like I said again, buildings.
So right. So me, I took the opportunity of talking about, what happens when things are out of control in you. You can destroy some things. You can, energy focus is a good thing, but energy out of control can cause damage. Aggression focused is a good thing. Aggression, you take a hammer. We had to focus our aggression, our strength on the spots we were trying to lengthen the blade, right?
Yes.
He had to focus. But what if I was hitting the hammer all over the anvil and would it have made the blade longer at all?
No. You just hit the anvil.
Right. But that's focus energy. Focus energy can create things, but energy out of control, what does it do?
Well, it could, it could burn out. It could,
it could destroy things, right?
Yes. It could take the energy out of a lot of other things, too.
Right. And there's a whole lot of things that we learned about forging that we're not going to bore you with. But I do want to bring some things to your mind. So my son is going to read a couple of scriptures for you. But we're talking about, remember last week we were talking about losing your temper and being a man child. That means someone who always loses their temper and cries when they don't get their way and bangs on tables and when you want people to be quiet, you bang, hey, all that other stuff, right? I used to do that too. I was a man baby too. But what does the Bible say in Proverbs 14, Samuel?
It says, a man of quick temper acts foolishly, and the man of evil devices is hated.
And move up. What's the other one? It's green. That's too fast. There you go.
Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly.
So, Samuel, is having a temper tantrum and having a short fuse and always getting angry according to the word, is that a good thing?
No.
Go ahead.
It's actually making God upset and... it's not pleasing to him.
It's not pleasing to God, right? It doesn't make God. So, as a young man, it's just like that fire. Aggression is not a bad thing, but you have to focus it, right?
Yes.
You have to focus it. You have to focus that aggression. Having fire is not a bad thing. You just have to focus that fire, right?
Yes.
Because a fire in an oven, you can do what with it?
You can,
make food, right?
Dad, make food.
I don't know. Dad, tell me. So you can bake, but a fire out of the oven on top of the kitchen table would do what?
Destroy the kitchen table right? And the kitchen.
Exactly. So same thing with our emotions and things like that. Anger is that's a emotion that God gives us, but it's a right time to have anger, right? It's the right time to have anger. If someone's hurting your little sister, then you're angry at the person hurting your little sister and you're justified with beating the mess out of them, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So same thing, but anger at your little sister because she took a toy that you never thought about for 5 years until you saw her with it. Is that wisdom or folly according to the scriptures?
Folly.
Exactly. So that's one thing we learned. And we also learned a little bit about temper. Now, after, remember, son, we had to heat up the metal again, right?
Yes.
And then I had to quench it. And then we put the metal in, after I grinded it down and stuff like that. We put the metal in what we put it in?
Microwave.
No, it was a toaster oven.
Oh, toaster oven.
It was an oven. We had to leave it in that oven for, how many hours did you leave that thing in there? 4 or 5 hours? Because we went to go get something to eat. We walked a neighborhood almost, and then we went and took a nap at the hotel and still had to come back.
So that'd be about
3-4 hours?
5 hours, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, 3-4 hours. Right, whatever. So we had to, that's the tempering process of the blade, and that's the last, after you quench the blade, that's the last thing that makes the blade solid and usable, and not easily broken after you temper the blade, right?
Yes.
But if you losing your, so if it took that long to temper it and make it strong and stuff, losing the temper is a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
Right, because after you lose a temper, is a blade good anymore?
No, it's just a soft blob.
It's a pretty piece of metal, nothing.
Pretty piece of Play-Doh.
You can't cut anything with it, you can't do anything with it. So the scriptures are saying, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but a man, but someone who has a hasty temper is full of folly, or exalts folly. It's saying, like, if you got a temper tantrum problem, if you don't know how to control your emotions, you're not working in strength. You're actually working in softness, right?
Yes.
You think you're because your anger makes you feel like you're super powerful and you're doing stuff and damaging, but you're really throwing around a Nerf sword, right?
Hawk throw a knife sword.
Right. It's not really doing much at all. But the one that also, the main things that I wanted Sammy to see is that hard things come out of hard work, and the knives just don't come out of nowhere. And if you want to, you could create things with your hands. It is okay to be, because our friend John, right, is our friend now.
Yes.
Our friend John is a dangerous dude, isn't he?
Yes.
He's a dangerous guy, but how was he with his daughter?
He's you know, nice and, you know,
gentle, right?
Yes.
How was he with his wife?
Nice and gentle.
Right. He fed us meals, he gave us food, all that. Really hospitable. But he is I'm letting you know, he is a dangerous guy. And I wanted my son to see that being a man, you have to be dangerous. Being a hero, you have to be a part nightmare too. And nightmare towards the right things. We as men, we have to be nightmare towards Satan. Every time we wake up, Satan has to be like, oh my goodness, he woke up again. Oh, why did he have to get up? Now I'm got to run away scared. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, don't walk to that door.
No, don't you do it. Don't pick up that Bible. No, don't pick up that Bible. Put it down. But he's reading the Bible. Oh my goodness, right? That's how we have to be for Satan, right? We have to be dangerous. We have to be a nightmare to the ones who's threatening our households, right?
Yes.
That means we have to continue to stay fit and stay strong and stay and learn new skills that we don't know, right? Learn these things so we can be able to protect our families better. All that. We got to make sure that we are tempering ourselves. The Bible tells us to mortify our flesh. That means, like, think about how we temper, how we beat down that metal to shape it into something. That's God. That's what God does to us as young men. You as a young man, to make you a man. He uses me to, bro, you can't do that. You can't do that. And that's all the hammer marks. All it does is smoothen you out so you can be a strong man and be tempered, and then go out and be a protector, because you can't do nothing if you're a soft man, right?
Right.
All right. So I wanted to show my son that you could be dangerous and be gentle at the same time. There's a protective aspect to being a man that I wanted him to see, that I couldn't show him all the way, because I don't have everything my friend John has at his house. But my son saw the bathroom axe.
Confused why he even has that.
Yeah, he has a bathroom axe, my friend does. He saw many, many things that let him know that it was okay to be, it's okay to be a man and have that masculine energy. And
yeah,
have that danger about you. But he my friend John and I don't walk around like a bully, like we can beat up the world, but we're pretty dangerous people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want him to see that. But that's what the guys trip was about. I wanted to, and man, I want to encourage you to do something like that with your sons. I know a whole lot of guys go camping and things like that with their sons, and that's cool because I haven't did that yet, but we want to. But go ahead and take a trip with your sons and show them how it is to be a man. Enjoy the laughter. There's one thing I was paying attention to the whole time, like with Sammy, my son Sammy, like he enjoys life, period. Like it don't matter what it is. He was finding things to do. I was hammering out a blade, and my son, he didn't know I was paying attention to him, but my friend John had a punching bag. So my son's beating the punching bag up, dodging it, going under the punching bag, trying to limbo under the punching bag. He was doing all types of stuff. He found some airsoft guns, which is like compression guns that shoot like BBs or whatever, and found those and start shooting them at things. He wanted to throw ninja stars. He was doing a whole lot, but he was enjoying life, and I don't ever want him to lose that. Like, and I want to gain more of that, because as when we grow to be man, we kind of lose that adventure part of us, and I don't want that to happen to me, and I don't want that to happen to him. But that's really all that we have to say about that, right?
Yeah.
Right. Wait. We said it wrong, and that's all. Your turn.
Wait, did I just repeat what you said?
Yeah, and that's all.
Oh, and that's all!
That's all we got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men and be strong out there. And spend time with your family. Really, really spend time. I know this is an awkward, weird episode, but it was fun. It was fun to us. We learned a lot about each other. And we learned Krispy Kreme rocks.
Totally. I wanna be.